Welcome to podcast of Splash Gain, award-winning education technology company working on digital assessment, proctoring, digital evaluations in education. Swapnil, founder and director of Splash Gain, is discussing education technology trends to watch out for in the year 2020. Over to Swapnil.
Education sector is getting rewarded with the help of technology. There are a lot of new avenues or new techniques which are coming up, which are helping especially higher education sector to get revolutionized. Artificial intelligence, blockchain or digital learning, e-learning are some kind of things, some of those technologies which are helping education sector to adopt technology in a rapid way. Come 2020, there are a lot of new things, new avenues which are going to disrupt higher education sector because of technology adoption. So today I am going to explain about 10 technology adoptions which are going to disrupt higher education in 2020. So stay tuned. Digital spending on education is projected to increase up to $350 billion by 2025. Lot of new adoption of technology for student management system or enterprise management system or online admission process or student relationship management systems like CRM are getting adopted across higher education in an accelerated manner. There is a preference for technology which can be integrated with the standalone applications or overall existing applications. So if you are building new education technology oriented application, you need to ensure that it is easily integrated with other applications like mobile applications or existing applications associated with higher education institution. Important aspect about education technology adoption is video-based learning. So there are a lot of smartphones usage happening all over the world. So student community is very actively involved in the usage of smartphone. And because of usage of smartphone, video consumption has already increased. So according to Cisco, as per the latest statistics, more than 80% of the internet traffic is likely to be consumed with the help of videos. More number of students or more number of users are watching online videos. So it has given rise to various tools and technologies related to online learning as well as e-learning. So as a higher education institution, if you are planning to adopt technology, then video-based learning has to be on your priority list. There are a number of tools and techniques which are available, which are making video-based learning content making very cost-effective or cheap. So if you want to define a video content, then you just need to have any kind of average or above average smartphone and some kind of microphone to get started with video-based content. And if you would like to edit some of those content, then there are a lot of free as well as paid cost-effective tools are available in the market. Using that, you can easily define your video-based content. Major advantage associated with video-based content is reusability. Imagine if any kind of visiting faculty or visiting professor is coming to your education institution and that person is conducting various lectures related to niche topics. And if you would like to share that lecture or share that content with any other batch, then it is recommended to have that lectures recorded, and those can be available for those students where they can access it at any point of time. So video-based learning will also encourage students to have the revision quickly, where they can easily watch those videos again and again to get their concepts clarified. As a higher education institution, you can build your own portfolio of those learning-based videos, and those can be made available to the existing students, or you can run those videos as an online learning tool where any distance-based students who are located at any other location can easily learn those techniques by watching those videos. So video-based learning has to be on your priority list coming in the year 2020. Important point related to adoption of technology in case of higher education would be blockchain related technology. As you are aware, blockchain technology is a base or framework associated with very popular cryptocurrency. So cryptocurrency has increased its popularity all across the world. There are many countries which are coming up with their own framework associated with cryptocurrency, and all the framework associated with cryptocurrency is nothing but the blockchain. So blockchain has a lot of very useful use cases in higher education segment as well. So imagine the current problems associated with student mark sheet, where student need to be provided original mark sheet by the universities, and when student need to take admission for their higher education or PhD admission, those student need to submit those original copies or photocopies of those mark sheet with the other universities. But using blockchain technology, it is possible to authenticate those mark sheet, where any university who want to authenticate particular mark sheet or particular academic record associated with the student can easily communicate with the other university using blockchain technology, where blockchain will help to authenticate validity associated with the mark sheet or academic record of the students. And there are other cases where students need to submit their academic records with the organizations associated with placement, or if they want to apply for the internship or job with any other organization, then there is a major headache associated with that organization, where they need to verify whether the mark sheet submitted by those students is valid or not, or if any kind of alteration has been made by those students. So using blockchain technology, those organizations can easily communicate with those universities, and university can easily authenticate whether that mark sheet is valid or not. So there are a lot of such innovative use cases which are going to drive higher education adoption for the blockchain technology, and that is definitely going to help simplification associated with academic record management or academic record exchange or student academic record collaboration with other universities or along with the organization. So entire validation process or verification mechanism associated with the student mark sheet or even employee academic record can be simplified with the help of blockchain technology. Examination management is one of the key areas associated with education institution. Success associated with any academic course or education institution depends on the successful examination implementation or conduction of examination process. Technology can certainly help to automate that examination process. There are a lot of new avenues or new technologies like artificial intelligence is coming up, and that is also helping to conduct online exams in a simplified manner. You can conduct online exam with a technology-based invigilation approach, where traditional physical examination invigilation can be easily replaced by the technology-driven proctoring mechanism, where any students can appear for the online exam sitting at any location, and technology will be able to keep track on those students whether they are using any kind of malpractices or if any kind of cheating happening during online examination process. Technology can also help you to define the question paper associated with the online exam, along with the secure delivery associated with the question paper can also be managed with the help of technology. There are a lot of education institutes which have started conducting online exams using technology, and that is definitely going to drive, or it is going to enhance in the coming year 2020. Another key aspect related to adoption of technology in case of higher education would be self-paced learning or learning based on the individual preference associated with the student. So imagine if you are a teacher and you are teaching a batch of 60 students. So each and every individual student is going to have his or her own preference associated with learning speed, adaptability, or understanding particular complex concepts. Some of the students might be able to understand it easily, but some of the students might take more time for understanding various concepts. So self-paced learning or personalized learning is one of the key trends that is going to drive technology adoption in 2020. So if you consider video-based learning, so in that case, if students are watching say particular 60 minutes of video, and after watching 60 minutes of video, if students are appearing for the online exam associated with the learning related to that video content, And based on the analysis of that online exam results, system can easily predict capability of individual students related to adaptability or related to understanding various concepts which are being taught in that video. And based on that understanding, system can run particular algorithm and it can recommend the learning path for that particular students. So imagine if particular student is weak in particular area and that student requires some more revision or more study is required for the particular topic, then system using artificial intelligence driven algorithm can easily provide learning path for that student, where system can predict that you will be doing study associated with this particular topic after completion of the X topic. So this self-paced learning or self-mode of learning mechanism can definitely help each and every individual students to enhance their knowledge, and technology can play key role in enhancing those knowledge of the associated with the students. Virtual reality is another technology that is also driving technology adoption for the higher education. So all those tools and techniques related to using virtual reality in order to prepare education based content is definitely becoming cost effective. And in the coming year 2020, all those tools and technologies or softwares are definitely going to become cost effective, and that is definitely going to drive more and more virtual reality based content. So imagine if you are a medical student or and if you would like to understand the mechanism associated with the human body, so using virtual reality you can prepare such innovative videos where you can directly show the students entire aspects associated with the human body in the 3D format. So in this mechanism, student can wear the eyeglasses which are specifically designed related to virtual reality, and using those eyeglasses student will be able to understand human body or all the concepts associated with the medical field. Learning is going to become very easy with the help of virtual reality. So imagine if any particular student is studying geography or any particular location, then using virtual reality you can prepare video based content or 3D content, and using those specially designed eyeglasses student can see those places or locations virtually in front of their screen. So they will be able to understand more with the help of virtual reality. There is a concept like if you are reading particular thing, you are able to understand 10% of the things, or you can remember 10% of the things. And if you are listening to a particular thing, you may remember 20% of the things or concept which are being taught. But with the help of videos, you can learn more, like say you can remember say 50% of the things with the help of technology related videos. But with the help of virtual reality, you will be able to experience that knowledge, or you will be able to experience those things in front of you. So chances will be like you will be able to remember those concepts more than 70% of those things. So imagine a kind of queries that you get during admission season. So during admission season, anxiety associated with the students or parents is very high, and there are time-bound activities which need to be completed by the students. So higher education institution can definitely adopt innovative technology like chatbot. So chatbot is artificial intelligence or AI driven mechanism to have a live chat on your website. So chatbots can easily handle various commonly asked questions or frequently asked questions by the students as well as parents during admission cycle. So imagine if students is visiting your website and student gets stuck while filling the online application form. So in the traditional way, student need to either send an email to education institution or they need to do the phone call to understand or to resolve their queries. But using chatbot mechanism, student can directly enter their queries in the live chat, and using frequently asked question database in the backend, that chatbot can easily analyze the query entered by the students or parents, and it can resolve, it can respond to that queries instantly. So chatbot is a virtual assistant that will be available on a 24/7 basis on your website, and it can definitely handle lot of queries associated with the students. So there are a lot of use cases associated with the chatbot in case of education sector. You can use chatbot in order to resolve queries of the student during admission cycle, or if any particular student has query related to say any scholarship awarded by the university, then that can also be managed by the chatbot. Even if you are running particular education event and students have certain queries, you can easily configure your live chatbot, and those can easily respond to those students. So using live chat mechanism powered with the chatbot technology, you can easily resolve your number of telephonic calls or overall email inquiries that you usually receive, and it can definitely help you to save cost associated with the query management system. Podcasting is something that is really taking off since last couple of years time. Number of users or number of students who are preferring to listen to the podcast over various mobile apps is increasing day by day. Podcast industry overall is taking off, and there are a lot of new avenues, new opportunities coming up as far as podcast is concerned. Higher education or overall education sector can definitely adapt to podcast. Podcast provides advantage where any kind of learning can happen over voice. So imagine if you are driving your car, or if you are driving your vehicle, or even if you are walking around your home, or if you are doing commute to and from your college or to your school, then you can easily listen to those innovative educational podcasts. There are a lot of universities who are running their own free as well as paid podcast channels. So if you are a student and if you would like to understand some of the key concepts like say artificial intelligence or programming language, or if you would like to learn any foreign language, or if you would like to learn English, how to speak English or how to write English, then there are a lot of useful educational podcasts available. Major advantage associated with podcast is anytime learning. So as a student, you can learn it at any given point of time. You just need to have your smartphone with the podcast applications installed, and there are major applications available which are virtually free, and you can easily listen to those podcasts in order to improve your knowledge. As a higher education institution, you can easily record the lectures which are happening at your education institute. You can easily convert those lectures in the form of podcast, and you can run a specific channel which will be exclusively available for your students. Student can easily subscribe to those podcasts. They can easily listen to those lectures which were happened at your higher education institution or college. So if students want to understand complex concept whichever being taught at the college or at particular lecture or seminar, and if you are able to convert that lecture or seminar in the form of podcast, then student can easily subscribe to it and they can listen to it in order to clarify their concept or in order to revise their knowledge associated with education. So as an higher education institution, you can make available those podcasts to your paid subscribers. So imagine if you are running executive MBA classes or distance education related classes, and if you would like to share those podcasts with those subscribers, then you can easily launch your own channel associated with the podcast. So podcasting is a technology that is definitely going to help higher education institution, and come in 2020, you will see more and more adoption of podcasting in case of education sector. Technology adoption for higher education is definitely going to increase in the upcoming year. There are a lot of new avenues available, and any higher education institution which want to build their brand, or if they want to beat the competition, and if they want to climb higher in their ranking associated with education courses, then technology adoption is a must. So those higher education institutions which are going to adopt technology are definitely going to be leader in their own segments, and more and your learning process associated with your students is also going to get simplified with the help of technology. Technology can help you to simplify various things like examination management, admission management, or even student query resolution process. It can enhance learning process associated with the students, and overall job associated with those teachers or professors can also be simplified with the help of technology. So are you ready to adopt technology in the coming year 2020? Please let us know if any other technology that you are using and if you would like, you are going to adapt in the coming years, then you can add those things in the comment section. Thank you. Thank you for watching this video. If you would like to receive more such interesting videos related to education technology or technology adoption in education sector, then please subscribe to our social media channel so that whenever we are going to release more such videos, you will get notified.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Do not forget to rate, review our podcast. We would be back with exciting episode in the next week. Bye for now.